The Snowtown Wind Farm, 170 kilometres north of Adelaide, is South Australia's largest and the second largest in the country. The developer behind the project, New Zealand-based Truss Power, says they've never received a complaint about it since it started operating in 2008. Truss Power's community relations manager, Graham Purchase, says opinions about wind farms being noisy or causing health problems come from unreliable sources.
A lot of people hop on the internet. They find articles about wind farms that have generated noise complaints, and they're usually in places, typically Europe, where there have been really poor planning regulations. People have put in inappropriate technology and located them too close to people's homes. And, I mean, they've almost been inviting mistakes. The sort of developers who are doing work in Australia and New Zealand don't do it that way. And, of course, the planning laws are much more stringent. So the risk of that sort of thing happening is, I'd say, almost nil.
Mr. Purchase says the Prime Minister needs to see a modern wind farm up close before deciding how noisy they really are.
I just wish people would do some serious homework and some serious research before making those sorts of comments. The Prime Minister has never visited our Snowtown wind farm. We haven't had one bit of opposition from anybody.
The developer of another major wind project, Senvion, has also expressed its disappointment in the comments. Senvion is building a 197-turbine project on South Australia's York Peninsula and says noise is not a concern. CEO Chris Judd.
I can't comment on the PM's personal experiences with wind farms. I don't know whether he has been close to a wind farm or not, but certainly our knowledge, our experience and the experience that's seen all around the world is that these turbines operate very close to townships and communities all around the world with no foreseen health issues, no problems, and no issues with noise.
Chris Judd says wind turbines are quiet.
Both the technology itself is designed to be quiet and the planning principles that we design wind farms to ensure that we maintain minimum noise output to the point where it would impact in any way for communities.
If you were up close to a turbine, the only sound you would actually hear is the swishing of the blade.
Exactly. Yes. You can have a conversation like we're having now without having to raise your voice, without any difficulty being able to hear each other. It is a wind blowing through the trees type of noise that that you would experience.
During the PM's interview with broadcaster Alan Jones yesterday, Tony Abbott also said he wanted to see less wind farm developments, and lowering the renewable energy target would help to do that.
What we did recently in the Senate was reduce, Alan, reduce, capital R-E-D-U-C-E. We reduce the number of these things that we are going to get in the future. Now, I would frankly have liked to have reduced the number a lot more.
But Graham Purchase says reducing the renewable energy target and comments about the aesthetics of turbines from Tony Abbott haven't affected the appetite of investors in the industry.
I think for investors, it speaks for itself. If you've got an environment where you can build these things, they are producing sustainable electricity, and a company like ours that wants to operate in a sustainable sort of environment. One-off comments like that, and I would sincerely hope that it was a one-off, don't actually have a huge impact. It's the regulatory environment that really is the greatest disincentive to carrying on with investment.